Like, that's the fun thing about streaming. Right there. That makes it all worth it.
What part?
The great friendships and the great fun.
The comedy.
Yeah, dude. Last week I said, well, actually that's 2 weeks ago now. We had another break in between. We really got to get together with this. But the last episode, I said that I wanted to get into the streaming stuff again because we haven't done it since the first week. Like, we've mentioned Twitch here and there, but we haven't really gone in depth about streaming or gaming or any of that stuff. So I think it'd be fun to talk about that today.
So nerding.
Yes, nerd the hell out, man. It's funny. I was playing. I pulled out my NES yesterday. And no, actually, I pulled it out the other day. I actually just fired it up yesterday because I ordered an AV to HDMI cable so I can run it to the TV and I can run it to the computer. And when I get my new laptop, hopefully tomorrow, and I get my OBS running properly, I'll be able to stream my NES games. I'm very stoked about being able to stream my NES games on Twitch.
God.
It'll be a good time. So I had it open this morning.
Definitely. You have a Super, don't you?
I do believe we have a Super Nintendo and an N64, too.
Well, God damn.
And I believe, if I recall correctly, we do have GoldenEye sitting somewhere. I was never big into GoldenEye. That was Alex's game.
Co-stream.
Co-stream? You going to come over?
Side by side.
Going to come over?
Screen.
Yeah. Tecmo Super Bowl. Hot. Let's go.
Shit. We could stream one through a computer camera, one off the... Yeah, we could.
I mean, if you want to set your phone up, you could do that. You know, do an IRL stream. Is that what you're talking?
Yeah. It could be fun.
Yeah, it could be. But I was playing Final Fantasy this morning just because... And I was talking about it in my Discord server, and Fire Exit, my buddy Fire, he's like, hey, you're nerding out a little bit today, huh? I was like, absolutely, man. Like, I get into those moods every once in a while. I don't know about you, but I get into those moods every once in a while where I just want to have fun with my nerdy shit.
All right. Off topic of what you wanted to discuss, but yes, I have. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
I got Peacock.
Okay.
Like a month ago. Well, Peacock carries all the old WWF shit. WWE shit. Bro, I've been nerding out, going back, watching old Raws, old Nitros, old home videos, documentaries on shit, dude, of when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Dude, I miss those days. I was actually on a podcast last week with my buddy Coach Peanut, a member of BCMG, and he asked me to be on, and I'm like, man, I haven't watched wrestling since I was a teenager, like in high school.
What's BCMG?
So BCMG is a media group / stream team that I have partnered up with. The last time we got together, I had just mentioned I had a big announcement and I couldn't make the announcement yet. Am I right? Yeah. So there's that.
Big brain plays here.
Yes. This is a group that contacted me. Coach Peanut is one of the first to contact me about it. And I was talking to him. And then the recruiter, Sam Fashion, reached out to me and we had a nice conversation about my goals, the group's goals and my community's goals. And I just thought this is a good fit. It would be good for my own personal streams. It would be great for my community, and it would be good for our podcast too, I think.
And okay, so you got partnered with them. Did they make any kind of announcement of picking you up?
Yeah, they're working on their website right now, and I will be up on their website soon.
Did you do anything with them?
Did I do anything with them? Like, which part do you mean? Their podcast?
Yes.
Do you mean the welcome stream that I had on my channel where they all showed up in full force and got me a couple hype trains, bunch of sub donations and all that cool shit?
Yes.
he's really pushing me to talk about it. So this is just how we roll. We kind of get off topic and sidetracked and we have to keep coming back. But yeah, so I was on Sam's podcast called The Bottom Fraggers Pod. You guys can find that on Spotify as well. So look that up. I was on it was their last episode. They're on a little bit of a break for the next few weeks. So I got to get in right before they took their break, but that was a great time. And, I got to see some different websites that they use to run their podcast, their live podcast through while streaming. I liked that. That was really neat, but I had a great time on there and, I'm going to be bouncing around to a couple different shows now.
Cause you just, you don't get it.
I know.
Trying a lot. Like, I was trying to soft toss for you.
Yeah.
And you're the big power hitter and you thought you could hit it over the fence with a bunt. Like, what's up?
Yeah, but that was.
I know nothing about it. I would have sent you. I don't know nothing about it yet.
Little by little, piece by piece, we were still talking about Coach Peanut's show. But with the wrestling,
you just threw BCMG like people knew what it was.
Yeah. And so Blue Collar Media Group. If you guys want to look up Blue Collar Media Group and see what they're all about, they are in the process of updating the website here shortly. But it is bluecollarmg.com. Just check that out. Make sure you see it.
Good. I didn't even know that.
Yep. And they have a bunch of partners and sponsors and stuff that I will get to later on and let everybody know about. You know, get some discount codes in for Glitch Energy. And there's a betting site too. I can't remember the name of the betting site. I'll get that later too. Lots of cool shit though. I don't know what you're pointing at. My microphone?
No. Behind your microphone, like, yeah. This thing?
Oh, well that that one's through me and that one's completely different. So that's Raise Energy. I have not promoted that in over a year and a half. That's one of those affiliate sponsorships, yeah, and it's not really a sponsorship. I kind of just took that so I could have the discount code for myself.
I was like, that kind of sounds like conflict of interest.
Since we're talking about streaming today, I'm going to get into that shit because that right there, that Raise Energy, that affiliate shit, we'll go off on a tangent on that, or at least I will. Discuss that. Well, so do you want to do that first?
Yeah, go ahead. Just make a note, Coach Peanut, and we'll go back.
Okay. So
no, you don't have the memory for that.
Okay. We'll do it later. We'll do that later. But anyway, back to the wrestling, back to Coach Peanut's wrestling show, which he does on Sunday nights, his sports shows on Monday nights. He asked me if I wanted to be on the show with him. I'm like, man, I have not watched wrestling since like high school. So all my knowledge is way back then. But I went on anyway and had a great time with him. He went over a bunch of the recent matches from the shows from the previous week, and we got to discuss some of the stuff from the past. And, you know, I was a big WCW guy, as you and I were talking about this weekend. That was my jam. And then we got talking about how that Monday Night Nitro and WCW on the Monday nights was like that big competition going on back and forth.
And the cool thing about like going back and watching all of that and the documentaries, the two top dogs in both organizations were working together.
Yeah?
The Click.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Kevin Nash, Scott Hall.
R.I.P.
Triple H and Shawn Michaels. And even Sean Waltman, the X-Pac.
Oh, yeah. X-Pac. Dude, D-Generation X was awesome.
The five of them were inseparable.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, and they went from WWE over to WCW to form the NWO and then the Wolfpack and all that. Like, I told you, but for everyone else who's here, I had two favorites in WCW back then was Raven and The Flock. And then I liked Juventud Guerrera. I just liked watching the Lucha Libre, the Cruiserweights, the high-flying shit. Yeah. That stuff was exciting to me. I liked that.
It was just, it's wild to like look back and see some of that old matches, old shows that they put on.
Yeah, it's the feeling of nostalgia, isn't it? It like takes you back. Not only are you like, man, this stuff was awesome back then. When you're watching it, you start thinking about your childhood a little bit.
Man, maybe we should talk Peanut into trying to do an episode of like the good
years days of wrestling. Yes, the wonder years of wrestling. Yeah.
Like the Attitude Era and shit. That would be fun.
Yeah, it would be. Coach, if you're listening, get at me. I'll message you after the show. Don't worry.
No, that would be a blast.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Peanut is someone we met when we first started streaming.
My Peacock login and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And let you watch.
Yeah.
Catch up and remember.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, that's like you and the old school video games, the nostalgia.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And that's the wonderful thing about nostalgia, I think. Like these games and shit and the wrestling is not only is it enjoyable for you to watch the wrestling, for me to play the game, it really takes you back to like simpler times, man. Back when you could sit, am I allowed to say it? Indian style. I mean, what do they say now? Crisscross applesauce, pretzel style, any of that. But sitting like that on the floor playing the video games for hours and getting up and not having anything sore or hurting. Remember that? Those were the days, man. That was cool.
Did it used to not hurt?
Back when I was young enough to play those games on the floor, yeah. And I didn't hurt at all.
That's because the TV was on the floor.
Yeah.
Most cases.
Yeah, we're a low TV stand. Yeah. Oh, we used to have one of those big box TVs that was basically its own swivel stand.
Remember when you were playing against somebody, you were literally sitting right next to them and being accused of cheating constantly. Stop looking at my controller. Don't look at my screen.
Yep. You know where I am because you're watching my part of the screen. Yeah, and? Why wouldn't I take advantage of everything I'm able to here? Like, what are you thinking?
That's how you win. You're not cheating. You're not trying.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. So, we going to get back onto streaming? Should I start with the affiliate thing so I don't forget?
Yeah, with your memory, yeah.
Yeah, my memory's shot. I'm 36 years old, but I've got the memory of an 80-year-old. It's fucking ridiculous. So, one thing that drives me nuts is this affiliate sponsorship thing. And it doesn't just happen in streaming, but I'm gonna talk about it as it pertains to affiliate streaming. Or affiliate streaming. Yeah, well, I mean, streaming in general, I guess. See, my brain's already shot. So when we're first starting out in the streaming world, you see all these other streamers, they're like, oh, I'm sponsored by so-and-so, I'm sponsored by this company, I'm sponsored by that company. And to be honest, 95% of the people that say they're sponsored by these people are not really, in my eyes, you're not really sponsored by them. To me, a sponsor reaches out to you. I mean, you could reach out to them too, but they check out your content and then they, you know, return the favor. They reach out to you and they want to sponsor you. They want to create a partnership. And when they do that, they give you their product and you advertise their product. So you're each getting something out of it. So you're promoting their product for them, which in turn makes them money, and they're giving you free product, which helps you, and they're promoting you. A real sponsor will promote you on their social medias. They will promote you wherever they can. These affiliate sponsorships are different. When you look at what it really is, to me, an affiliate sponsorship is not a sponsorship. You are an employee. You are a sales rep. You get this discount code, okay? So when I first started streaming, I was the same way. That's why I'm passing this knowledge on to other people. Knowledge, opinion, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, I did the same thing. I saw all these streamers and they're like, oh, I'm sponsored by this, I'm sponsored by that. And I had other people telling me, oh, hey, you should really try to get a sponsorship. And I saw this company, Rep Sports, who makes Raise Energy. And they were looking for sponsor affiliates, to have an affiliate sponsorship. And I'm like, oh, cool. It's an energy drink. I fucking love energy drinks. So, I mean, I did a little bit of research first. I at least bought their product. I bought a sample pack before I applied for it, right? To make sure I liked it. Cause I was like, I'm not going to push something I don't like. Well, I liked it. I like the energy drinks. I still get them today. But you're just an employee. Okay. So you get your discount code and then you have to promote it. They don't give you product to use as a promotion. You have to pay for it. You get a little bit of a discount, the same amount as your discount code. So I get 5% and then I can use my own discount code and get another 5%. So when I order this shit online, basically all it does is it pays for my shipping and that's it. It pays for my shipping, which is cool, I guess. But I will tell you, I haven't had a single person outside myself buy this shit from me and use my code. Not a single person. I promoted it real hard when I first got it.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
No one. Not a single person. I even made TikTok videos for it before. No one bought it. So I said, all right, fuck it. I don't even care. I use it for myself. I like the drinks. I think they're good. But I think the affiliate sponsorship programs are a scam, and it's a way for these companies to get you to buy their product. And the only way you're really going to make money is if you legitimately become a sales rep. You have to go out there and sell it. And I know some people who have success with it, because I've seen this Facebook page for these Raise reps. But like they're going out to gas stations and general stores and stuff like that. And I don't know how they do it, but they push it there and they get bulk sales. I guess they put in the order and then the company pays them for it. Like the gas station or the store will pay them for it. That's the only way you're going to make money. You're a legit sales rep. That's what you are. You're not a sponsored streamer. It's not a real sponsorship to me. That's my opinion. That's why I went off, because I really, in my eyes, I feel like these companies prey on these people. That's
not a bad way to do that, though.
I know, but it's a lot of work. Like you, it's a job. It's a job. You're an employee. You're not sponsored.
Bro, but okay. I'm thinking around here. Why not try this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Get in there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing though. Like I have to put in the order. I have to use my own money to get the initial order. Then I bring it to them. And when they have the product, then they pay me. So if they're buying a bulk order, I have to foot the bill up front. And then if I take it over to them and they're like, oh, you know what? Never mind. Then what?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Make them get a, write up a slip.
Yeah.
That's a contract.
Well, and this is just why it upsets me, is because I really think these companies are preying on streamers and content creators. And most of the time, these people aren't giving you a product. They're making you buy it. And you want to know about the product, so you're going to buy it. I think this is the company's way of getting people to buy it. Cause they reach out. They're like, hey, you want to be a sponsored content creator? All you got to do is buy this package from us. Get this from us. Buy that from us. I think it's shit. Because then all these new streamers that are coming into Twitch or coming into YouTube, they think they have to do this to be legitimate. You don't need a sponsorship like that to be legitimate.
No.
Go on, do your thing, and have fun, man. That's it.
That's what I do.
God, this Raise Energy is really fucking good, though. It's called Prickly Pear. Code HOLYMAN at checkout.
Jesus Christ. I'm fucking done. Shut it off.
Later. All right, do we want to get into the lighter side of streaming now?
Oh, I was done.
We can get into the lighter side of streaming. The fun side, like the real good shit behind it.
It's Mountain Dew. Really good. MountainDew.com. Code MAN ONLY at checkout.
Don't you wish? Now that would be a sponsorship if Mountain Dew reached out to me. Fuck yeah, let's go.
Especially if you're getting this can.
That can made by you.
Made by me. That's right. Jesus. First one I've noticed, apparently.
Yeah. Cause you check the numbers on these cans just to see.
Yes.
Fucking hilarious.
This is the first time I could tell you I have drank out of a can that I know I made.
Perfect. So I made a TikTok video about this recently too. There are two types of streamers. There are the streamers who are really cracked at a game, and then there are streamers who are there to entertain and interact with chat.
Which one? So you're wrong. There's three kinds of streamers.
What's the third kind of streamer?
The third kind of streamer is the one who just goes on there and doesn't give a shit.
Who are you describing?
Me.
Yeah, but wouldn't you technically fall into the second category I explained, though? Like, you're just there to have a good time and hang out with chat.
Yeah, if people come in, but have, like, it is what it is. I don't pay attention to that number. Like, I don't give a shit. I have a lot of fun when there's a lot of people in there, and I'm just playing to have something to go back and clip if I do something wacky.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's... There's so many different goals out there for people. Like,
it would be cool to grow, but
yeah, I think a lot of people, when it comes to streaming, doing the gaming thing, and you know, a lot of people don't just do games. They do all kinds of shit. So if you think streaming is just for gamers, you're wrong, man. There's a lot of people that go on there just to chat. They do, you know, there's cooking shows. There's all kinds of stuff on Twitch. If you really get in there and you look, there's music on there. I know people play their own music and shit. There are people that do music reviews. I've actually been, into the stream of someone in my community recently. I met him and his girlfriend Dancy on Twitch, and his name's MM Philly with two eyes. He does music reviews. Like, there's people that do all kinds of different things, man. And it's a lot of fun, but I think there's also a lot of depression with streaming, and a lot of people quit and give up because they set their goals too high. Like, it's a real crazy thing. Like, everyone wants to hit affiliate, and it's a nice thing to do because you get all kinds of extras for interacting with your stream. When you hit the affiliate program in Twitch, it unlocks the ability to give out sub emotes when people subscribe to your channel. You get channel points that people can redeem inside your channel. You can't do that if you're not affiliate. So it unlocks different ways to interact with chat and everything, interact with your viewers. But as soon as you do that, immediately it pops up path to partner on Twitch. And then everyone's like, oh, I got to hit partner. I got to do it. And if they don't see growth right away, they get really upset and they don't want to do it anymore.
If you hit those numbers, you are not guaranteed partner. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Like, I've been doing this 2.5 years and I'm just now hitting 20 average viewers. And that's because I've put in a lot of work in the last 2 months trying to improve everything.
That path to partner shouldn't pop up on anybody's page until Twitch watches them for a while and sees what they can do and thinks they're going to be able to actually be partner.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it pops up to show people what you need to accomplish in order to do it, but I think too many people focus on that and they lose sight of the awesome things about Twitch.
Even that's a low bar, because if you hit those minimum numbers, Twitch isn't partnering you.
Mm-hmm.
Those numbers are too low to be partnered with Twitch at this point.
Yeah, and you need to apply for it, and they need to see consistency. They want to see consistency. They want to see that you've built up a community behind you, that you're active on social media. It's just, it would be nice, but there's such a small percentage of streamers that make the partner program on Twitch. But, to me, you got to enjoy the ride. Like, there's a lot of cool shit about Twitch and streaming in general. People are so zeroed in and so focused on the fact that they want to grow and make partner, they forget about all the cool relationships they built along the way. Like, that's the coolest part to me, man. You turn on your stream and even if you only have 5 people in there, you're hanging out with 5 people you met through that, and there's millions of other streams out there and they're coming to yours. Could be one person in Sweden, could be one person in Australia, another person in England, someone in Canada, like fucking all over the world, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, am I weird for thinking about this? Like, I think about the little things that most people don't think about. You click go live, you click that share button on the PlayStation and go live, and instantly what's on your screen within a couple of seconds, all right, is broadcast all over the world. Like, we have people that we met in Australia that are watching what we're doing on our screens almost in real time, interacting with us in, like, almost real time, like a 5 to 10 second delay. How fucking cool is that, man? Isn't that cool?
It's wild.
You... Dude, I can't even look at you with a straight face right now.
Why?
You just look like you're so happy.
I am.
She's so high. High above me.
Dude, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah. So your goals with Twitch are a lot different than my goals. So why don't you tell everybody about your goals and why you
really
do
don't
it?
Have goals. I don't. That's the truth.
Right. So, okay.
I'm
asking too much. Tell me why you're on Twitch. How about that? Is that the right question?
I started it because I had goals, and then I realized it wasn't going to happen and said, fuck it. And now I just do it because I've met some cool people who come by and talk all the time. And it's just a way to socialize.
And get cool clips.
Yeah.
So you can watch cool shit that you did.
Yeah. But as far as goals, there are none.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind growing if it happened, but I also don't want to do the fucking work right now.
You don't have enough time, you think, right?
Right.
To put into the networking portion of it.
Right.
Yeah. So
I more have goals in the games I play than...
Games? You have one game you play. Come on now.
I have one game I stream. I play more.
Do you?
Yeah.
You never talk about them. It's always Apex this, Apex that.
Because that's the main focus.
Apex is a lot of fun, guys. It is for those of you listening who aren't gamers, it's a first-person shooter. Battle Royale style, last man standing wins. A lot of fun.
I'm so close to fucking diamond.
I am.
I'm bouncing now. Fuck.
Yeah, I never tried to do that because I don't pay close enough attention to play that shit.
Almost diamond.
Yeah. Well, that's usually the better way to do it, isn't it?
No.
Unless you have a solid team that you can get on with every single time. Like you play at the same time every day.
Yeah, which. It's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then when you start solo queuing, you can get ahead or below other people, and then you can't run the same ranked as them. That sucks. But my goals have been different. Like, I've tried to put in a lot of work into my networking the last month and a half to 2 months. I mean, that was the one benefit of being out sick for so long. I was able to kind of focus in on that. I mean, I have pipe dreams of doing something with this someday, but it's like, to me, it's like a part-time job. And that's pretty much all it'll ever be because it's so difficult. It's so difficult to get to the top tier of this. I'm hoping that now that I should be able to use OBS starting this week, I'll be able to bump it up that much more too. Cause I've always been of the mindset, like I could only get so far as a console streamer. Without having the nice overlays and all the added benefits and interactive tools that you get with OBS. I've had to rely on this personality of mine. You know how hard that is? You know how hard it is to rely on my personality? Jesus. That's difficult. I'm surprised so many people enjoy me.
Why do you think I'm not in your streams?
You get enough of me in real life. That's why. You're like, fuck you, man. I'm out. But, I mean, I'm going to keep trying to grow and do the best that I can, but I've met a lot of cool people recently. Like, our community has grown exponentially. And,
man, you sound like a commune leader.
I am the holy man, you know.
Fucking cult.
The holy man over on Twitch, for those of you who don't know, THEE, the holy man. Make sure you get over to twitch.tv and look up the holy man. We live stream 4 days a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have a great time. We play some video games. We have a nice time in chat and it's beautiful. Shameless plug. I know. Sorry.
It's generally usually more of a just chatting, not so much video gaming.
I run around in the video game and shoot things sometimes, but yeah. Yeah, it's not just you guys watching me play a video game, you know. When you get over there, it's, you know, I hang out. I have fun. We chat. We have a good time. Talk about all kinds of shit.
He only puts up a video game because he has to through a console.
Yeah, exactly. I've got no option for the just chatting.
Watch more streams come out as just chatting once the PC gets here.
Yeah, it will be. I bet you.
I can almost guarantee it. I can guarantee about 50. It's going to be about 50-50.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing I'm really proud of is our community as a whole has helped a lot of people hit that affiliate goal. Like we've helped a bunch of people grow within the community. And that's always fun. And I try to help out as much as I can. And like, there's a couple tips. Like, if you follow my TikTok account, The Holy Man, I do try to do videos with some tips for new streamers to help them get to affiliate. Like, there's a couple things you really want to pay attention to. And it really is a numbers game. There's some people who are trying, so to hit affiliate, there's certain stats you have to achieve. You have to stream over, and this is over a 30 day rolling period. So each new day, the last day in that cycle drops off, right? So you need to hit 7 days streamed in 30 days, 8 hours total streamed. You need an average of 3 viewers and you have to have 50 followers. Easy peasy. If you play the numbers right. If you hop on and you have no knowledge of this before you start, and you just start going and you're hoping people just jump into your channel and start watching you, it's going to be hard, because then you're going to get your hours streamed all the way up to 60, 70, 80, 90 hours. And you're going to sit at a 1 viewer average or something. And you're going to have a hell of a time climbing out of that hole. So the advice that I generally give to streamers who are just starting out and who want to hit that goal. Oh, here's the other big reason people want to hit affiliate, is because then you can become monetized on Twitch. So once you hit affiliate, you can receive bits, which are a form of donation, and you can receive subs to your channel, subscriptions to your channel, which pays you out a little bit. So the few things I'll tell people is, one, keep your hours streamed down. You only want to stream a handful of days a week. You don't want to stream every day, because when you do that, you bump up your hours, makes it hard to climb out. So you want to keep your hours down. Probably stay around 20 to 30. Try not to go over that. And if you're streaming to less than 3 people for an extended period of time, just shut it down. Shut it down so that you don't destroy your average. Like, it's super important. And the best thing that you can do is start visiting other small streamers. Because when you're first starting out, it's not like you're going to turn it on and people are just going to come in. It's so rare that if you're on there and you have 0 or 1 viewers, that someone's going to pop in. Like, your stream is going to be the one they choose. That's very rare to find. So get your networking in, which means get around to other small streamers. Show support for the small streamer community. Make friends that way. When you hop into someone's stream, chat it up with the streamer. Get to know them a little bit. Get to know the people in chat. And that's how you make friends. Who knows? You might even get invited to a nice community like The Congregation. That has a bunch of supportive people who are so willing to help people hit goals.
True.
Yeah.
So the other key thing you hit on there with hitting affiliate and why you're going to hit your goals and why I have none. I don't watch streams for the streamer or the chat. I watch streams for the gameplay.
And it shows you there's multiple reasons people are on Twitch.
So.
And when I said it earlier, there's two types of streamers. There's the type of streamer who's fucking amazing at the game they're playing. And then there's the type who's there to be interactive.
Not for nothing. I don't watch many people on Twitch anymore.
Yeah. You used to. You used to watch a couple of the bigger names.
Didn't you? Yeah, until I found smaller big names over on Facebook. And I mean, the couple people I watch over there, fuck, cracked.
And that'll never be me with a video game. I'll never be that good.
Cracked.
I just do it for fun. I don't have enough time to get
the other
good.
Day of the one dude, the screenshot where they had 33 kills in the squad. Yeah. Like, fucking cracked.
I have such a hard time with Facebook gaming, mostly because you have to use your real name in chat. And I don't like I don't like having to do that.
Oh. See, that doesn't
bother that bugs me.
But I don't hop into chat a lot.
Yeah. Which sucks, because I mean, there are a lot of people I have to start visiting over there on Facebook. I gotta get around to the new group I'm in, and I apologize to the ones that I have not visited yet. I've visited a handful over on Facebook, and it's nothing against any of them. It's just I don't go on Facebook much anymore. I hate Facebook. I hate it. I think Facebook is awful, man.
The one dude I watch, literally, I've watched him since his first stream. I don't even know how the hell I came across it. But, like, he just hit 2 years in February. And I did the followage thing, and I'm looking, and I'm like, God damn, I was here on day one. Been cracked the whole fucking time.
Nice. Oh, speaking of, we are gonna have to have a couple of my BCMG friends on to the show. So once I get this whole computer shit set up, and I figure out how to use this website that they're using, we'll start pulling people on for our shows. We'll have some good conversations about all kinds of shit.
I'm down.
Yeah, I know. I know you are. It'll be a good time. So when are we going to do our next little get together here? How do we want to do this? Are you going to start coming over midweek in the evening sometime for the one show? Or are we going to start recording two every week? What are we going to do, man? I don't know what we're going to do.
We've talked about that off stream. I ain't even trying to think about that right now.
Yeah, you're not in the right state of mind.
No, I'm fine. I just don't even want to try to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I just really wanted to talk a little bit about streaming today, a bit, because I've had a lot of fun with it recently. And I just think it's a great time.
Mm-hmm. And spring's coming, and same thing's going to happen that happens.
I'm definitely considering cutting back one day. Like, I do 4 days a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. But I'm thinking of just doing Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays because we do enjoy having our campfires in the summer, Fridays and Saturdays.
Right. But then other shit gets in the way, and over the summer you
and we got, get out ugh, of it. I got Little League coming up too.
You stream like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, but this year's gonna be different. I'm putting a lot into this.
Last year too.
No, yeah, but last year I had issues. And the year before that I had issues. Well, the year before that I had the big issues. And I was out for like 3 months. Last year I had a little bit of issues, but this year I have everything sorted. I have my priorities straight. I have my focus straight. I have to figure out when my son's Little League days are going to be. It should only be 2 days a week. And I'm kind of hoping it's the same as last year, because last year it was Mondays and Wednesdays. If that's the case, I don't have to change anything up. It's just a matter of, do I want to continue streaming on Saturday nights or not? And that's it. But I think 3 days a week might be good for what I'm doing. If I do 3 days a week, I think I should be set. But I mean, you really can't devote too much time to it. You really can't, because you can't neglect the people in your life. Like in your real life, you can't neglect them. For you, it doesn't matter because, like you said, you don't have goals.
Even if I did, I wouldn't set a schedule. When I'm on, I'm on. When I'm not, I'm not.
Right. But I think since I set a schedule, it's helped my growth a lot, because people know when to find you. Because for some reason, I've noticed and I've been told that the notification alerts don't always work for people. They would hop into my stream and be like, oh my God, I didn't even know you were on. I didn't get the alert. I'm like, oh, well, that stinks. It's a good thing that I have a schedule, because now they know when I'm on, whether they get the notification or not. But it really helps. And it as you're networking, having a set schedule allows you to put that out there for people, you know, on TikTok, on Twitter, on Instagram, whatever you're using. Like, people might follow you there, but they don't exactly know when you're on. But if you put out a post here and there that says, hey, I'm going to be on such and such a day at this time, I'm going to be on these days at this time, then they know, okay, well, if I really want to check this person out, that's when I go do it. It's a lot. Having a schedule is better for growth, I believe. That's my opinion.
See, and I think different. I think going live whenever works.
Yeah, but people aren't always on Twitch. They don't always have their tabs up. They don't always look around to see who's on. You know what I'm saying? But if they want to see you specifically, if they have it in their head, yeah, I gotta get the Clutch Killer stream. They're not going to be up here waiting for you to pop up. But if they know you stream this night, and this night at this time, then maybe they hop on a little before that, a little after that. And they're like, yeah, I know he's going to be on, and they can catch you.
Makes sense, but, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, I wonder, I wonder if anybody's actually like done any research on this. I'm sure someone has. We should look that up. But I guess my own research, it's helped me.
There's been research done on it because there's a couple big streamers putting classes on.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's definitely helped me. I can tell you that much. What kind of other tips do I have? I don't know. I don't know what kind of tips I have off the top of my head because, you know, we show up, we hit record, and that's that.
That is very true.
We don't really come prepared. I tried to back when we started this podcast, but, you know.
I won.
So much for having notes, you know what I mean?
You sounded robotic when there were notes
there. Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Trying to, like, stay on them.
Yeah, that's true. It is nice having a natural flow, even if we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Correct. I.e. Joe Rogan. FYI, go watch the video he just fucking posted on Instagram today.
Yeah. Yeah, he showed me that when he got up here, and I was just like, what the fuck? What the hell was that?
How the hell did a chimp get a fucking seagull?
Chimps are nasty, though.
And wild. Just watch it. Just watch it.
Also, for those of you that don't know, Joe Rogan recently had an episode with a guy named Mr. Beast. He's 23 years old and he's worth millions.
Yeah, listen to that one.
Big philanthropist too. So definitely check that episode out. Mr. Beast is one of the top YouTubers in the world and he just does so much for people. If you haven't seen his channel, definitely go check it out. He's got a million different channels. He's got his own philanthropy channel. He's got, I was telling you the other day, he's doing different channels in different languages. He's doing dubs. Yep. There's a Spanish one, Portuguese, and there's a Japanese one coming. It's fucking wild. He hires actors, voice actors to dub over his original videos. Fucking wild. But if any of you have ever considered doing some live streaming, and you're considering different platforms and you decide on Twitch, definitely look me up at The Holy Man. You can check me out on TikTok as well at The Holy Man. You can even find my personal account on TikTok, which I'm finally able to get back into, CoreyNDT. I haven't been able to get into that account for months. I couldn't see my notifications. I couldn't post any videos. It was wild, but I checked it out earlier this week and I was able to get back on. It's pretty fucking cool. So
better than
I'm happy.
Being banned.
But yeah, exactly. But if you if you're considering getting started, look me up. Check out some of my videos for some tips. You're welcome to hit me up and ask me any kind of questions. If you do want to join a community that can help you out, I have a lot of great people in the community. There are people who know about PCs that can help you out with your setup. There are people with great advice that have been doing this for a long time. Even some people that have just started out, they can give you some good advice too. Like they've got it figured out because they got the help from all of us as well. So you can head over to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/TheHolyMan, T-H-E-E, Holy Man, all one word, and on that page, you can find my Discord server. You could hop on in there, say hello. Don't be shy. Everyone in there is very welcoming. Justin here, you could find on Twitch as well. twitch.tv/ClutchKiller16. That's Clutch with a K.
It's the only way to spell it.
So make sure you hit him up too. What do you think? Is that going to be a wrap this week?
Yeah.
That's a lot of talking about a little bit of stuff. Please give us some feedback too. Like, let us know what y'all want to hear about. If there's anything specific, you want to know what we think about anything, definitely hit us up somewhere. Find us on Instagram or on Facebook or wherever. You know the deal. So.
You know the deal.
Yeah. So we'll chat with you guys next time. All right.
Later.